Michelle on Phoenix FM.
Right, just coming up to 10:32. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Jane Chinnery from Sparkle Dance Fitness. You can find out more at sparkledancefitness.com, who's here to talk about lighting up Brentwood. She's going to be performing. Are you performing on stage as well?
No, I'll be behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. I was just checking there. 40 children are going to be on the stage. Well, I've been talking about Brentwood lighting up this morning because it's been so successful. It's getting bigger and bigger. Last year, I think there was about 10,000 people there when they actually turned the lights on out in the front.
Was it as many as that?
It was absolutely. The whole high street, I'm telling you now, Jen, it was right the way down, as far as the eye could see, with people. It's just a tremendous...
We loved being part of it last year. Yeah. It was such a good event. So, yeah, we're really keen to be part of it again this year.
Because it's great. We've got so many people from, like, local businesses and charities and singers and dancers, and we've got Postman Pat as well. Obviously Father Christmas will be there for the children.
Oh, lovely.
I think he's at the Sugar Hut again. Where's Warriors? But he's at the Sugar Hut.
Maybe have a good,
Santa's at the Hut having a quick drink. Now, Sparkle Dance and Fitness, how did it all come about?
I launched the business myself about 6 years ago now, 6.5 years ago. So it's run by myself and my team of assistants that are all budding dance teachers.
Yep.
I've always danced from the age of sort of 7 or 8, really, but always wanted to have my own school. So I finally opened that about 6 years ago, and we're based in Doddinghurst and Shenfield. So it was just an area I felt I wanted to launch it, and have ended up moving to the area now.
What sort of stuff did you do as for your career? Did you do sort of shows, or have you done sort of videos and pop
I
stuff?
I did. I always loved the teaching side of things, yeah. And I had a real job as well as teaching.
Yeah.
And then finally, I just loved it so much that I wanted to do that as my full-time, you know, passion, really. But yeah, I danced from a young age, and then right through to college, did qualifications at college and did shows and different things. So yeah, it's always been part of my life, really.
And it's a good way for kids as well nowadays, who do have a tendency to probably sit in front of computers and stuff,
yes,
like that,
yes,
to get fit. The thing is with dancing, you enjoy it because you're throwing yourself about all over the place, even if you're not the best dancer in the world. But it is about keeping, you do keep fit, rather than something you don't think, go out for a run, you're like, oh, I don't want to do that. But dancing is such good fun, and shows like Strictly must have made a huge amount of difference.
And all those sorts of shows, Got to Dance, Strictly, yep, even X Factor, that sort of entertainment side of things, have made classes really popular. And I think kids enjoy it because it's sociable, they can do it with their friends. I really believe on being an inclusive dance school, so anyone can come regardless.
Yeah, I was going to say that, because it's obviously important that it's across the whole of the children get there, and it's anybody with special needs can come into the studio.
Yeah, we've got
too.
All sorts of children that come along, and I just believe in highlighting their capabilities, yep, and not necessarily they're not able to do, their disabilities. So we've got children with all sorts of different diagnoses, and we really believe in giving them an opportunity. They're all in classes together, they're very much in a mainstream class, but I just am very particular about making sure that we make everyone feel comfortable, yeah, and that might even be, I believe that everyone's got some sort of specific need, yeah, whether they're a very shy child or they have got a diagnosis of autism, for example, or they have quite complex needs. It's just about making sure we understand them as an individual and give them an opportunity. So we do have lots of fun with that and make sure everyone's, you know, welcome to be part of it if they want to.
Now, how many, you've got 40 children are going to be on the stage on Saturday.
Yes. It's going to be tight.
So how long have you been rehearsing the routine, and can you give us an idea of what you're going to be doing or what song you're going to be dancing
to? Yes, absolutely. So we've got our real babies are coming, so our 3 and 4 year olds are doing a song from Frozen.
Oh, bless.
And the little Olaf song.
Yep.
So they're going to be performing that. All of our musical theatre gang are going to be performing songs from the Polar Express, the, yep, Christmas film. And then we've got a couple of street dance tracks, so sort of up to date music,
yeah,
that they can bop along to. So we've got a mixture.
What time are you on the stage from?
We're on at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
1 till 20 past 1.
And it will be busy. You know why? Because it'll be busy because it opens at 12. So if you want to get there quite early, because it's going to be parents, the friends of the,
yes,
parents, and it's going to be absolutely chock-a-block around that,
definitely,
bit when you're on stage.
We'll be raising money for SNAP Charity,
yeah,
a charity very close to my heart, and, yeah, several parents that come along. So yeah, there will be parents, and then one shaking buckets. So we will be a big presence in the high street, so do get there early so that you can join us for that. It'll be good fun.
Now, at the sparkledancefitness.com, check them out on the website. What is it if people, you do tap, you do ballet, you do modern, you also do dancing for adults. as well, which I love. I've already told her about my unfortunate accident with my tap dancing. Just on the one leg was quite good, left leg not so good. But are you getting more adults coming along to do sort of more sort of tap and ballet and stuff like that?
We haven't got any tap and ballet at the moment for adults, but we do. They tend to prefer dance fitness classes, so something where each week they can come along, thrash it out for a week, but they haven't necessarily got to remember a whole routine or anything. Yeah. They can just come along and experience the joy of dancing and then go away and go and cook their dinner when they get home. So it's not a massive commitment for them, because obviously adults got a lot of other things going on.
Yeah.
But I'm Zumba qualified, but I do a Zumba / freestyle class. So we do a bit of rock and roll, a bit of New York, and make them all get in a line. But yeah, we try and do a bit of everything. I ask for requests, which can be quite dangerous, because then they could pick any song and make me choreograph it on the spot.
Never ask a baying load of adults for a request. For the children, if somebody's got out there and they've got their children, they'd like to enrol them to come along for a taster class, what sort of prices are they, and when do the classes run?
We believe in, again, keeping it really affordable so anyone can take part. So we're £4 per lesson, and they pay that in half-term blocks. So it's not a huge time or cost commitment up front. It's just a bit. 7 or 8 weeks at a time for half term, and we offer a free trial, so anyone that wants to try us out and maybe not sure if their child's ready for it yet or will like it, we offer everybody a free trial so they can come along, try it out. And we don't ask people to commit to buying lots of uniform and committing to classes immediately. They can try it first, have a chat with mum or dad, and then decide if they're going to sign up. So
what differences have you seen in some of the children that have come along?
Oh, gosh. We very much, because we're a very open, inclusive school, we do have kids coming along that think, I'm not too sure if I'm even going to be able to do this. But confidence is definitely, and from whatever background or kind of learning ability that child is at, confidence has definitely got to be number one.
Yeah.
You see children that are painfully shy or just not that sociable. They don't particularly enjoy being the centre of attention. And then you see them up on the stage and, you know, the parents are in tears because they think, crikey, I never thought they'd be able to do that. So that's really rewarding to see that. Yeah.
So you're going to be there at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
On the stage with 40 children.
En masse.
You've got the little ones dancing to Frozen, and the older ones doing some street dancing and some other bits and pieces.
Yes.
And if you want to find out more, it's sparkledancefitness.com.
That's right, sparkledancefitness.com.
And fitness. Oh, I knew I'd get that wrong, so I've missed out the end. Sparkledanceandfitness.com. As I said, it's £4 if you want to. You get a taster session for free if you want to take the children along when the next term starts. When is it? Is it going to be January now, the next term?
People can start any time for us. We don't mind them starting midway through the term. So if we had a few people last year see Light Up Brentwood and then say, please, can we come along and join in the fun? So, yeah, they can come along any time before Christmas and start with straight away, no problem.
And have you got any more shows coming up between now and Christmas, or is this your main one?
This is our main one before Christmas, and next year we have our big show at the Towngate Theatre, which is our regular theatre that we use. So we'll be working on that from January, so anyone wanting to join will be part of that.
Lovely. And it's sparkledanceandfitness.com. check it out. And thanks very much for coming in today, Jane.
Thank you for having me.
It all goes well on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Right, 10:40, here's Jamie T. I'll be back after this.